person who is sick, Potter comes to him because it's hard for him to be in the sukkah, and the people that take care of him are also Potter because they have to take care of him. Basically, the mitzvah takes care of him. Doesn't have to be deathly ill. He has some type of headache or eye condition that requires more sensitive environment. Doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Yesh misha oimer shein misham shabaturim el bishas shachoy letzorch lehem. Those that say the misham shem are Potter only when the Chayla needs them. Shabu brings that if he has two mishamshim and he only needs one of them at a time, and one is there, the other one definitely has to go to the sukkah. Shabu says about this, if it's a chodesh yish by sakona, then one can make a lot to use the sukkah even when the chayla is not needed. So the mishamish by chayla she'ain by sakona, and presently the chayla doesn't need him, then he should go to the sukkah. Misha make his dam, the Ramo says, by the sukkah person who lets blood is fired in sukkah. There's various explanations of this, even though sometimes he gets weak from that. One shot is that he's not a mitzvah at all, he's just a little bit weak, and other rather, he can sit in the sukkah. But according to this reason, if he's weak and he feels sick from the bloodletting, then he would be put from sukkah. Another Ramo brings another explanation that he shouldn't have times at this time of year.